I've met up with Alan Smith, who is an MVP in the connected systems region or area, and he will be doing two lightning talks here at Ördev. So, Alan, what are you talking about?
Yeah, so I'm doing two sessions. The first one is going to be about the Azure technology. So I'm going to be doing sort of a short 15-minute session on business value for Azure. Now, I'm a developer, so I may sort of have a different perspective on it. So it's sort of from my perspective, not the views of Microsoft, not the views of my company. But it should be interesting. I've done it a few times before, so it's hopefully good.
So what is your point with the business value from a developer's perspective?
Yeah, I think it's understanding a lot of people are saying, you know, well, why should I put everything in the cloud and I'm going to keep everything in the server? I mean, it's not a case of that. I mean, everybody is using cloud storage for something. They've got documents in an email account, which is hosted somewhere on the internet. And it's a case of, you know, what are you going to use it for? How are you going to use it? How are you going to be adopting this? And the point that I make is I have the first slide has a photo of one of these telephone answering machines, and in the 80s everybody had a telephone answering machine in the home, and now nobody's got one because that's a service and you pay for it. So you've got to think about that when you're in business. You know, are you in the business of building telephone answering machines? Are you building something that's not going to be there in 5 years' time and can be replaced by something that's cloud-based? So it's good to think about stuff like that.
Cool. One perspective I have around the developer's value of being in the cloud is actually maybe being able to evaluate different technologies and products as well. Doing that in the cloud instead of having an own infrastructure, which makes you a bit more flexible than having to adopt the internal IT infrastructure and also the guidance that we're having.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the virtual PC, that was a real life changer for everybody, being able to sort of install new operating systems, test stuff out without having to install it on your laptop or in your desktop. And same thing with website technology. It's great, you know, so cheap and so easy to set up as well.
Cool. So have you any ideas about the different architectural patterns? Have you discussed that for developers? Because there's not a lot of change that you have to do to applications that you have currently if you want to make them work and run in the cloud. But if you want to be able to take advantages of these the scalability and trustworthy issue, then you might have to use different architecture patterns. Have you looked into those?
No, I mean, I've not thought too much about it. I mean, I run a website, but I'm getting sort of about 300-400 hits a day. So, you know, I don't need to think about stuff like that yet. So, hopefully, if it becomes anything like .NET Rocks, then, yeah, I really have to start looking at those types of issues.
So yeah, absolutely.
It would be an interesting problem to solve.
Yeah, because you have some real-life experience with the Azure platform when you've done your Cloudcasts.
Yeah. I've got a site called www.cloudcasts.net, and I started quite early. I think it was, I had it running in sort of April and May and June just as a pet project. And in July, a lot of my friends who are BizTalk MVPs were doing a series of interviews, so I thought, okay, got to get my act together and get a launch on this platform. So I put up quite a few videos, and I think there's about getting on for almost 100 webcasts on there now, and we've been adding, I've added two webcasts whilst we've been at Ördev, and I've got a couple more that are ready to go up, so it's interesting to do that, yeah.
And if I understand that correctly, you're using the Azure platform, not the SQL Azure or anything, you're using this Azure storage platform with blobs?
And yeah, I use the Azure blob storage for the webcasts, the webcasts are stored in blobs, and also the presenter photos are stored in blobs, and then I use the Azure tables for recording, you know, how many views. Also, you can go in and you can rate the webcasts. Also records, you know, stuff like the categories, the presenters, all of that type of stuff, yeah.
Using Qs as well?
No.
No Qs?
Okay. No. I mean, I was thinking about, you know, maybe using Qs and using, the background service? The
worker service?
Worker roles.
Worker roles,
yeah. I mean, I don't really have a need for it in my site. And, you know, it's dead simple just to have a simple ASP.NET application pointing at a few tables there.
One thing that could be a feature of that website using the worker service, worker roles, is actually to have a server and recoding the videos for different needs, like for iPhone and for Zoom or such, so that have different formats or different codecs. That could be a case.
I mean, I'm keeping it very simple.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just using sort of the standard media 640/480, so everything is in the same format there. So
cool.
Yeah, it's definitely another thing I was thinking of that would be good to be used for a worker role is calculating statistics. So at the end of the day, it updates how many day views everybody's got. So as a webcast producer, you could go in and look at your webcast and see how it's doing the past week. And
cool. Okay, but that's not your only session. You have another one?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a data modeling session with Microsoft Oslo. So that's going to be sort of no PowerPoint, just purely working in a tool called IntelliPad and using a language called MSchema to actually model a database. And that's going to be challenging because I've got just 15 minutes to do this database model. And, you know, normally it takes weeks to develop a database model. I'm going to try and do it in 15 minutes. So whatever I have ready when it gets to, like, sort of 13 minutes, I'm going to create from that and create the database from it. So.
Cool. And you and I did a session on Oslo and Tech Days,
which was
pretty similar. We actually used the IntelliPad and those schemas and the grammar, too.
Yeah, I seem to remember we didn't have any PowerPoint then as well.
No PowerPoint. What should you use that for? Right on. Yeah. So what have happened with Oslo lately?
I mean, it's something that I've been a bit disconnected from for a while. So I focused a lot on Oslo when it came out. I built a domain-specific language for working with business activity monitoring.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt, you know, well, I know what's going on here, and then, you know, there's always a new exciting technology. So I've had the cloudcast.net has been taking quite a bit of my time, and I've been focusing on that. And then we've now got the beta 2 of the Visual Studio 2010. There's the Workflow Foundation and Communication Foundation.
And .NET Framework 4, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I was looking at the sessions on PDC, and there's going to be some good sessions on Oslo. Don Box is going to be doing some presentations. I'll go and see Don Box, or, you know, watch his videos, whatever he's talking about. So
yeah, that's
it's going to be interesting to see what's happening there.
Thank you all.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Thanks.